Radio Pulpit 657 AM, your daily companion.
Ngempela uhambe nathi baba, azange ushiye, azange usiyeke. Isithembiso sakho sasigcinile. Pastor Soli Mahlangu uthi siyabonga Jesu, wahamba nathi sithi Ebenezer. Ihambe njalo ke i three songs in a row. Ngiqale ngo Lazarus Butsi ethi Mudimo Olerato. Actually isekhe song leyo ngiqale ngo Canton Jones ethi Be Healed. Eyesithathu iyona le osanda kuyizwa ka Pastor Soli Mahlangu. Singena kanjalo ke ku the second hour yohlelo sijula ngeswi. Siyaqhubeka kuze kuyoshaya u 5 o'clock. Igama ngubahle wakanhlapo. Njoba ngithembisile ke ukuthi kulesi sigaba ngizobe ngino Bishop Lehlohonolo Ledwaba uphuma ngale His Mind Ministry. Kodwa uzosichazela kabanzi yena. Ithi ngingayimoshi indaba ngoba uyena ozosixoxela udaba lakhe sisi naye ke kuze kuyoshaya u 4 o'clock. Siza ukuthi uNkulunkulu umthathephi ukuze ambeke la ekhona. Kwamanje ungubishop akayibekanga lapho ya kodwa ke uNkulunkulu omfikise kuleso sigaba. Kunalo mhlabelelo mfundisi othi wangithatha la wangibeka la, wangisusa la, wangibeka le. Yebo, so njengoba sizoxoxisana nawe, sizozwa ukuthi ukuthathe kuphi, wakubeka kuphi, wakususa lapho, wakubeka la ekubeke khona. And I know ukuthi kulolu hambo akubi lula.
It's not easy.
Yes, kunama potholes, you know, kuney'ntaba. Oko ukuthi moyibo ukuthi yo ngizoyigudluza kanjani le ntaba. Yes,
you know, I always tell people and say there are two kinds of mountains.
Yeah,
the taba only there are mountains that you can deal with them.
Yeah,
and there are mountains that God can deal with them.
Uh-huh.
In other words, there are mountains that are not your size.
Yes,
and there are mountains that are the size of God.
Yeah,
if we bala the book of Zechariah, iti yona uti uNkulunkulu akhuluma ngo Zechariah athi Zechariah, this mountain, who are you before Zerubbabel?
Yeah.
Who are you? In other words, God could have told Zechariah to deal with that mountain or Zerubbabel to deal with that mountain. But God, waikela yena ailo bua lethaba modimo.
Yes.
For the sake of Zerubbabel.
Uh-huh.
There are mountains you will never pass. It's not the same mountain as the mountain in the book of Matthew where Jesus says, if we have faith as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, be removed. In other words, God has seen that mountain that this mountain is your size.
Yeah.
You can deal with it. But the one of Zerubbabel, you can't deal with it.
If
uNkulunkulu to deal with that mountain.
Hey.
There are different stages.
Yes.
So by saying that I am bishop.
Amen.
I'm known by that. I'm not sure.
So,
in the beginning, there was a word, and the word was with God, and the word was God.
Amen.
You have introduced very well. We started with the word, and we came after. We are coming after.
Yeah.
And I am Bishop Lethonolo Patrick Ledwaba.
Mm-hmm.
Actually, I was born in Limpopo, town called Mokopane, village called Royval, in a very rural area.
Okay.
I love the way you start and say God can take you here. Tata lak bega lak
sisa lak
tat. Yeah. Ushala nje. We have all ushala starters back, starters back. And a pezulu, you know, we keep on going higher.
Yeah.
I grew up in a very rural area.
Yeah.
In a very serious poor family. Like, I did not say poor family, I say in a very serious poor family. But God being God, I remember as I was growing up, even the poor people will say you are poor. Have you seen poor people competing about the poverty?
And
they are saying, no, where you are sleeping in the house where there is no auna cement.
Sure.
You got what I'm saying? Auna cement, nothing. Ulala on the like sand.
Sure, mfundisi, yazi ne, ngicela uyibambe kancane ngoba mina nawe sisazoxoxa. Bengifuna bezwe nje ukuthi uBishop is in the house.
Yes, definitely. I'm here.
Okay, ithi sithathe i break kancane. And then uma sibuya ke simazi ukuthi ungubani Bishop Lehlohonolo Patrick ngizofake nelinye igama futhi Patrick
lezo skolo
letoba siyabuya ke emveni kwalokho
become active in faith 657 AM.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life explained.
Matlafala moyeng ka go theletsa lenano la rena la hlala nathi la bobedi le la botlhano ka iria robedi thapama. Theletsa baruti ka mehuta huta ge baruta lentsu la modimo go tiisetsa tshepo pelonya gago. Theletsa Radio Pulpit mo go 657 AM go agaga moyeng.
Di Radio Pulpit 657 AM. Umhlobo kwabo banhliziyo zidakumbileyo. Simamele ku app okanye utyelele u radiopulpit.co.za. Tsunembe ukuyihamba nawe lendlela yobomi. Hlala umamele tyelela ku radiopulpit.co.za.
Ya ngibuyile ngisahleli naye la u Bishop Lehlohonolo Ledwaba njengoba ke umswile ulikhulume kancane nje odaba lwakhe ukuthi ke ubuya kuphi nendawo uhlaka ko Limpopo kwa wabulela muruti
yebulela kudukudu yebulela kudukudu
yes okay bosa sixoxela mhlambe asiqaleke kahle ne ngicela ubambingelele emakhaya
I'm greeting you go khaye thobela ralocha ndasa nbonani
amen
kial dumedish it is good to be with you to spend this few minutes with you and those that are listening to me, really is favor, is grace.
Amen.
The Bible says there is a hope for the living.
Mm-hmm.
There is a hope for you, believe me. The fact that you can hear us.
Yes.
The Bible says faith cometh by hearing and by hearing the word of God.
Amen.
Surely after this, somebody will rise from that dust.
Amen. Yeah. Amen. Amen. Siyabonga nathi mfundisi ukuthi usiphe nje isikhatsi sakho. Sizoxoxa nawe simazi uBishop Lehlohonolo Ledwaba ukuthi ungubani. Ngoba sometimes abantu mabakubona uyabona handsome kanjani uma ungangalawa ukuthi ngisho njalo umama angishaye ekhaya. Athi ha nimzwile ubahle uthini.
Yeah, I know. Relax.
Yes.
Yeah.
So bobo saxoxa udaba lwakho ukuthi you know ekhaya benilala phansi enhlabathini sure I can imagine ukuthi nje isituation besinjani so mhlawumbe ungasixoxela kabanzi bokwenziwa yini lokho umama ubaba bebangasebenzi bokwenzakalani
you know because Rona Berli Limpopo.
Yeah.
And then one other way in Johannesburg.
Mm-hmm.
My father was working in the funeral parlor.
Mm-hmm.
It's here in Johannesburg and my mother Nasebetsa kitchen.
Mm-hmm.
But believe me, they were not really winning. They were not really able to take care of us. Poverty was just part of us. Azama the kitchen mama, but she was not winning. And why you ask God many questions? Because I got born again 1995. And it's when I began to ask God, but Baba, why am I born in this family? And you know, many answers came and say, the reason why you are here, because I want you to deal with this family, to begin a new season, a new chapter in this family. Because for years, generations, that family has been going through poverty. They've been surviving. They have been, but you could see there's nothing beautiful about that. Now, I wanted to be like, Uban, who was asking the question and say, when they heard about the birth of Christ, Jesus, they said, what is that that is good that can come out of Bethlehem or Nazareth? And I wanted to be that. I remember, after being born again, sleeping in that komubu mufatse le bana bago hire about four because we are five in the family.
Yeah.
Lidi tweba, di tweba, you know, amakundu and they knew what I imagine you're going through poverty, but I amakundu and afida from wena. Mawu ke kusene inyawo zakho under akuphelile. Uza mase unyathela phansi ukuthi eish.
You did not,
yeah, pain engakanani. And that will happen almost every day. The next day you're going to school, Monday to Friday. You know, even people will think that we have cons, but you do not have those because of the pain. And you can't even tell the people this is what we are going through. And it happened for a long time. Until one after the matric. Then I came to Johannesburg. Like I said, I got born again in 1995 and followed Christ, carried my cross, believing that this situation, he will turn it around. And I'm telling you, came to Johannesburg, trying to pursue, going, trying to do university, colleges, trying to work. Unkulunkulu ngoba akana timing sometimes.
Yes, yeah.
Akana timing for real.
Mm-hmm.
Unkulunkulu ara yegela. And I remember because I saw that if I can go to university or college, is going to waste my time because I wanted to change the situation of my family very fast. My mother said, dude, since because came to Soweto, there are many security companies here. Go, I put some money aside, go and you train for about 3 weeks so that we know after that you will help us to eradicate the poverty. Believe me, just when I was done with security, having the uniform trained and everything, the next Monday, I finished Friday. The next Monday, I'm going to work. I'm so excited. I attended a service. Just when I attended the service, I'm finished Angela to unkulunkulu tegimi. Don't try. You must never. That time, he did not know that I'm training as a security. He said, God said, don't go. Ungayi uyosebenzela umuntu omnyama or umuntu mlungu. Akuna good morning kuwe. And manje, my mother is helping up. Finally, because I was very much obedient. But I remember I took about 3 days to cut the story short. And if you really called me, I need money to go to Bible college. I want to go and study. I don't believe in you know, East South Africa and Africa right now is in danger because we are pastored by the people who are not trained. Vela ngaya mina ngayo ngaya esikolweni. Americans, you know when God is having a purpose about your life.
Yeah.
My America batlo ba lo America and they came to Soweto straight. But ba batla batho. Ba le rabitso ke modimo, they want to go and train. It was a miracle. They landed in our church, I remember, Central Western Jabavu, AEC. And I was the only person in the church of 150 to 200, or I'm the only one. I need that money. I want to go to college and train. And they paid for full three years. Cut the story short, then I went to Bible college. I came back, and that is when the ministry
started,
came back and served in the church for about 4 years. 2010, then I started the ministry in Omonde, His Mind Ministries. And 2010, too, I got married. Things began to happen. God turned our family around, and here I am today, and it's happening today. I'm a presenter too in Soweto TV. I've been doing that for 9 to 10 years. It has been good. I can support my family. I'm married. I'm the father of three. Life is good. I'm pastoring churches. People are submitting. I'm doing well.
Wow.
I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me because he's the pillar.
Yeah.
Of one's life.
Amen.
That is me. And my father died. Actually, I will touch that.
Yeah.
My father died when I was still struggling. Imagine you are still in Bible college.
Mm-hmm.
I want to chele day again. I want to listen day again.
Yeah.
2006. My father just got lost. And we found him after 6 months or 9 months or so. We found his body in the bush. And we did not find only the body, but we found the bones. You know, Ezekiel 37, that is what we found. Dry. We knew that is my father through the clothes only. We buried the skull. You know, because people that are not born again is danger. He had an accident, I think, around 1990. So he began to develop, began to be like epileptic.
Yeah,
so as he was growing, then he was getting worse and worse. They took him, his brother took him to the Sangoma. And that is how, that was the end of my father. And they, both of them, this one said, but I dropped them, him there. And then the guy said, I left him in the house. I was going to heal another person somewhere. And my father was not there. We looked for him for years, got for months. We could not find him. Then we found him. We buried him there. And poverty just attacked us more. Me with the certificate of being a pastor. I even thought I did not hear God very well. But God being God, all my siblings, I took them from school. I took them to school. They even, I did not tell them to call me Papa. They are calling me Paps because I played. I was very young. God forced me to grow. Very far. Right now, they are social workers. They are owning their own companies. They are all that. One is, the last born is mechanical engineering. He's done, graduated that. So it's we have seen the hand of God. Amen. All I will tell people, nobody should give up on God. No one, no one. No matter what you're going through, God can turn. And this is not your motivation. There is a difference between motivation and the word of God.
Yes.
The word of God manifests. The motivation, you can motivate the person, but they might not. You can tell the child of 6 years and say, you can push this car. But if there's no strength, even if they believe in their mind, it won't happen. But the word of God manifests.
Yeah.
The word will always become flesh. If somebody can stay and stand on the promises of God, he is the one that says, I watch over my word to make sure that my words become fulfilled. I'm the one who makes sure that they come to pass. You just stand on the word and hide the word of God in your heart. Definitely. Amen. This God we serve, he will make sure that the word of God comes to pass.
Amen.
It's the duty of God. It's not our duty. Ask us to believe. Believe me on that. That's why there's no need for gimmicks of trying to mix what. You just have to believe. You just have to stand on the word of God. That's why God said to Joshua, Joshua, meditate. That's the only secret. God said, I don't imagine God being God. He does not have many secrets. That's why I don't believe in seven steps to prosperity, 84 steps to climb the mountain. He just said to him, bruh, meditate on my word day and night. Don't turn left, don't turn right. And he said, you shall have a good success.
Amen.
He just said that you shall have a good. And Joshua indeed, the man, if there is a person who really had a good success in his leadership, is Joshua. He meditated. Believing in the word of God. Thinking, because meditation meaning you are thinking what God is thinking.
Amen.
My God. You are thinking like God.
Preaching from this. Preach.
I'm telling you.
Come on now.
You are thinking, because when you think like God is thinking, when you speak like God is speaking, it means you shall be able to create. You shall be able to create. It is after God has created Adam and Eve, he never created anymore. Because he believed, God, he knew that Adam will continue with creation. You know, they will continue. So it's when we believe in the word of God, we are able to create. We are able to produce. We are able to become very fruitful.
Amen.
So
Amen.
When we do not, we are not shaken, I'm telling you,
yeah.
great things will happen in our lives.
Umoya ka baba awuqhubeke nje ulale ngokuthula. I know ukuthi, you know, I pain ebuhlungu ukulahlekelwa umzali, especially ngale ndlela okuwukuthi ubaba ninamthola akuleso simo akusona. Kodwa siyambonga uNkulunkulu ngoba empeleni i healing siyithola kuyena. Yes,
Amen.
And mingilalele udaba lwakho. UNkulunkulu ube nepurpose ngawe ngoba you were the one okuwukuthi uye wa breaker le poverty ekhaya njengoba usho ukuthi ama siblings wakho wafakile ezikolweni nje impilo yashintsha.
I'm telling you.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember even now it was my birthday. It was so good to see money coming in from my siblings.
Yeah.
Just to say, Papa, thank you so much. It was so beautiful.
Mm.
But it was never easy. I remember just to cast a short, the one who is a chief a supervisor of social workers right now.
Yeah.
I remember my first payment after Bible college in the church I was in, they were giving me 2,000 rands. And the registration was 1,800. It means when I pay that, I must even give him the money for transport. It means the whole 2,000, I don't have food, I don't have anything. I had to give it to him. He reminds me of that always. I had to say to him, look, nobody will help if I don't help you. And I paid that. Today, the man is another fire. You get what I'm saying? So it's I think I can say we must never even, not only on God, but let's not give up on our members of the family.
Yeah.
We need to see potential.
Yeah.
I had to see that this kids will become something someday. There's somebody out there who is looking for somebody who can believe in them.
Yeah.
You're not hearing what I'm saying, but
there's
somebody who is out there waiting for someone who they just can't believe. They just have to believe in them and say, I see something on you.
Yeah.
I see something in you.
Yeah.
And I'm going to do this. Just that hand.
Mm.
Just to take the person. All of them, I had to believe and say, there's no way that the devil can fight us like this.
Amen.
There's no way. Right now, there are new things that are happening in the family.
Mm.
In the whole generation, they've never happened.
Mm.
They started happening. In that bloodline of Lidwaba and relatives, they begin to happen in our family.
Amen.
You can understand that the next generation is safe.
Amen. Sure. Mfundisi, ithi sibambe kancane, sithathe umhlabelelo la uzango Sibusiso Nzima, uthi ngihamba noJesu.
Yeah.
Yeah. Umbonile nawe mfundisi, ehamba nawe uJesu. Ukuthathe ngesandla.
Kakhulu.
Wathi wena awubilonga nami.
Give your faith wings. Explore life with 657 AM.
Well, there is a time to search and a time to give up, a time to reap and a time to sow. Radio Pulpit wishes to be there at all times, even when you just need prayer. Send us your prayer requests by calling 067-429-7564 or email it to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Ungu Jehovah Jireh, Lord, our provider. Ngempela uyasinakekela. Esho la uSibusiso Nzima uthi ngihamba noJesu. Ubani ongekafuni ukuhamba noJesu okuwukuthi wasindisa impilo zethu. UJesu okuwukuthi wasacrifice ngempilo yakhe. Wasifela ukuthi namuhla sibe ngabantu esiyibona. Abantu okuwukuthi bahlanzwa ngegazi lakhe. Ngikanyeke no Bishop Lehlohonolo Ledwaba ebesibekela nje udaba lwakhe. Ngempela uNkulunkulu bemuhle empilweni yakhe. Kwamanje sithi ungubishop kuyimsebenzi kaNkulunkulu leyo. Mfundisi, lesikhathi lokukhuluma benginalo umbuzo ukuthi bocabanga nje ukuthi mawukhulu uzoba umfundisi, boyibona nje leyo calling ukuthi unayo.
Honestly, I've never seen that. But it began koskolo. Just when I got born again in 95, I was 15 years. You can count.
Yeah.
How old am I right now? So, like, you know, insinisiyamampela, not like now, you know, my saying ngene kuwe kahle. We are born again at esikolweni ukuthi now even the teachers will see what there's some he is not like other children.
Yeah.
So the students began to call me Mfundisi and stuff like that, Muruti, koskolweni, because of this. Dala bubonakala ukuthi lo muntu lo he's born again.
Banga understand abantwana kanti le anointing le
ihamba nawe. Kuyabonakala you are the light of the world.
Yeah.
You know, and but I've never thought that. But you know what, right now when I'm beginning to think as you're asking the question, always when I see a preacher preaching, like there will be something that's just pulling me. I would like that.
Yeah.
You get what I'm saying? I will like that. I will be so pulled. I will stick to the, you know, I will look at this guy and say, wow, I wonder uyenza kanjani lento oyenzayo ungathi nami ngavela ngithathe lento le. But uNkulunkulu took me step by step.
Yeah.
I became, because ucula ngiyacula kancane.
Mhm.
And then I began to join the worship team esontweni.
Yeah.
Then I go IEG that time and join a worship team, began to sing.
Mm.
Actually kholi yami ngahle kahle I understood very well mangise Gauteng ukuthi ama. Ubizi wona kahle kahle. I will have dreams, I will, God will communicate with me and until I've accepted that I am the man of God. But tell the truth, I never thought that I would become this one day.
Mm-hmm.
I never thought.
Mm-hmm.
On that, believe me, I think I became like Moses or uNkulunkulu. Biza mina, do you know my background?
Mm-hmm.
I became like uGideon ngathi awu, but uNkulunkulu mina mighty man of valor.
We are
udlala ngami, uyabona?
Yeah.
I became like Jeremiah ukuthi mina nami I'm still young. You got what I'm saying? So looking at the background, where I'm coming from, who am I? Mfundisi mina, how can, because you know this is the truth. God qualifies the called.
Yeah.
The one that he called, he he qualified them.
Mm.
So it's all I can tell you, that it's something that I never dreamed of. I never seen it. Unkulunkulu just chose me. I'm the chosen man, simple as ABC. I'm the messenger.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm just called by God to be a mouthpiece to bring good news to the poor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mfundisi, I don't know ukuthi u Google social media u active kangakanani ne.
Yeah.
Kunenye i status ne.
Yeah.
And then bese trend kakhulu.
Yeah.
Kunabanye ukuthi abavumelani nalesi statement, and then kunabanye ukuthi bavumelana naso.
Yeah.
So ngifuna ukuzwa your take ne. Kulolu daba ithi ngisifune leso status ngikhulume exactly.
Yeah.
I mean ngifunde exactly
what,
yes, bebayisho lana, but ngibuza lento because kunento enhle engiyibone ngathi uzoyenza ne.
Okay.
Oku ukuthi ifaka ama awards.
Yes.
Ne?
Yes.
So let's see, where is it? Okay. This guy, he's a musician.
Mm.
And then Utila, the relegation of worship to singing has given birth to ministers that create music to win awards instead of souls.
Yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
What's your take on Ogulesi's statement?
You know what I believe in? I truly believe that what we are right now, it is the work of the people that lived before us.
Yeah.
I always say there is not actually something new on earth.
Mm-hmm.
Even the words that you are using, somebody used them before.
Mm-hmm.
You are saying what someone has said before.
Yeah.
Someone has said this thing that is called a journey for you.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I want to agree with what is written there. That's why us then, when we were sitting, we thought we have people like the legends.
Mm-hmm.
Because the mistake that we do, Sister Bahle, is that we want to buy flowers when people are dead.
Mm.
That's the biggest mistake that we can ever do. We do not give honor when people are still alive. And when they are dead, it does not mean much.
Mm.
Because the Bible says there is no communication between the dead and the living.
Yeah.
So now the reason why we just came with that, we thought let's start with four legends.
Yeah.
And go and give them awards.
Mm-hmm.
Go and reward them while they're still alive. We know that imikhele yabo isekhaya. You know, isekhaya ezulwini. But getina, while we are still living on this earth, why don't we just acknowledge them?
Yeah.
And tell them that, you know what, we are what we are because of you. I'm becoming emotional when I'm doing that. We are what we are because of what you did.
Amen.
You know, that's why people like Abu Katite, people like Abu Ralhulela, I was following them when I was so young, Abu 90s.
I'm a legend.
Abu Mishwe. We were Abu Dr. Kumbi. Those were the guys that we were following. So we thought, let's start with four. Though next year we'll bring every province.
Mm-hmm.
We will bring we'll pick one, every province, every province, because there are many.
Yeah.
So we'll do it until we die, because this has never been done in South Africa.
Yeah.
We are not honoring them. So we want to bring that attention and say it's important to honor these people.
Yeah.
So we will be doing that, just to call them and honor them. And obviously we'll be having guys like Abu Keke, William Sijake, to come and just to worship, just to thank God because of their lives. And I heard that even Malema is coming, so it's big.
Yeah.
To come and honor these fathers.
Yeah, it's a ngibona lesi statement, and then ngabona ne post yakho ukuthi ungathanda uku honora abo baba abafana nalaba. Ngathi ngifuna ukuzwa ukuthi umfundisi yena uyicabanga kanjani le ndaba, because abanye abazalwane you know, when it comes to ama awards, and you know, kuyona kusona lesi statement i argument boku ukuthi okay, I think it's yena the guy obhale the statement. Inkinga yakhe boku ukuthi kukhona some musicians okuthi bangena ku industry just to ngithini, to be famous, or ukuthi bathole ama awards ngeingoma okuthi bayazenza, like, you know, this thing yokuthi umuntu ungena e studio thing ufuna kwenza i hit.
Yeah, true.
You know,
and I think siyalahla lapho sibahle, siyalahla lapho, because the purpose of making music or worshiping, especially under this umbrella of Christianity, is to worship God.
Yeah.
Is to you know, sometimes, I remember, as you're saying that, I remember one time I was going through hell in the back room in Soweto, in Central Western Chabav. Because poverty will follow you from in Mpope. You can't just wait.
Yeah.
Selling you one, no food. Around 2 o'clock, hey, thank you. I was listening to Radio Pulpit, ne? Around 2 or 3 o'clock, when you share the whole night, if you're peace.
Yeah.
Ngizwa uchi misoga, there never fail.
Wow.
Never fail me, Jesus love. I woke up, I've never had a serious talk with God like that. And I'm saying, but it looks like you are failing me.
Yeah.
And I could hear the word and say, my son, from today, you shall never lack in your life. You shall never, I make a covenant, I will never leave you alone.
Amen.
I will never fail you.
And
that is what we call music. So people must not make like this legend. You can see it was not for fame.
Yes.
That's why we are not voting for them. No, here we are not voting. We are the ones who choose it. Yeah, we appreciate and acknowledge them. And we know that there is a blessing in that.
Yeah.
Check our lives after that.
Yeah.
There is a blessing on that. Remember, even when God spoke to Moses, you know, when first time when God spoke to Moses, he did not say, Moses, I'm your father.
Yeah.
No. He said, I am the God of your father.
Amen.
God did not say, I'm your God.
Yeah.
He said, Moses, I am the God of your father, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. In other words, Moses, honor them. Honor these people. I am not your God. These are the people that they know me. If you want to know me, do you know that you can look at the life of Ralholela, life of Katite, life of Mishwe, and the other legends, and begin to be encouraged by looking at them.
Yeah.
So why are we not honoring them?
Yes, that's a good question. Why?
Why are we not honoring them? Mm-hmm. So we must not make music because we want to do the hit. It's not bring God the glory. Actually, it's bringing glory, and to the end of the day, it's not going to help us.
Yeah, and you know, sakhuluma kanjalo, I'm a musician. Sometimes nabo banokhohlwa ukuthi they are preaching, but spread the gospel, but through music. So njoba usho uthi umfundisi angeke athi, you know, today ngizongena esontweni ngifuna ukuba you know, I don't know ukuthi ngiyibeke kanjani. Like ama musician bathi ngifuna ukwenza i hits.
Ngifuna ukuba
bona. Yes, bona nje into abafuna ukuyenza ukuthi ba convey the message, and then abantu basindiswe, abantu balaze iqiniso, and then bahambe ngendlela okuthi uNkulunkulu ufuna sihambe ngayo. And then mengibuka lana ne kunabo baba abawufola okuwukuthi nizobe niba appreciator.
Yeah.
Why specifically laba? O Pastor Gumbi, o Reverend Kenneth Meshwe, o Pastor Katide, o Pastor Ralekholela. Yeah.
We because you know the Bible says in the book of Zacharias, do not underestimate the small beginnings.
Yeah.
We wanted, the vision is big,
mm-hmm.
but we wanted to start small.
Okay.
But we have begun. That's why I'm telling you that in the next year, it's about 11.
Okay.
11 in every province.
Mm-hmm.
We'll pick one. So there will be 11 legends. But those ones, according to us, we were led just to say, you know what, these are the people that they can be people that can bring so much attention to what we want to do.
Mm-hmm.
Because if you say you don't know Ralekholela, you have a problem. If you say you don't know Katite, you know Katite was dealing with marriages.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was one man who broke out of Christianity and said, hey, this thing we must talk about.
You know,
Abu Mishwe, it's one of the guys who came out as, he's a pastor, but a politician.
Yeah.
So you can, you understand what this guy's, Abu Gumbi Amenisekon. We have one, I want my child. So they have made a very big difference in a Christian, you know, world, you know, in the religious world. So that's why we thought, let's get just four of them. These are the guys who are filling stadiums and everybody can testify about them.
Yeah.
So we thought, let them be the foundation of what we want to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm.
Because of what they have done
in
South Africa and in Africa.
Mm.
Yes.
Okay, mfundisi, asithathe ikhefu la kancane and then uma sibuya mhlambe uzoshela ukuthi lama awards azoba kuphi?
Yeah.
Skatbani, you know, and all that, the social and the contact yakho.
Thank you so much.
As easy as the touch of a button. The Message of Life on 657 AM.
Did you know you can listen to your favorite programs whenever you want? Check out our podcasts. Listen to your best love presenters anytime, anyplace. No need to miss out on your favorite programming. It's just a click away. Go to our website at radiopulpit.co.za and click on our podcast page for a variety of content at your fingertips. Yes, Radio Pulpit is still your daily companion.
Also, when Zangu, Bishop Lehlohonolo Ledwaba, we shilola indaba ukuthi abantu siba appreciator noma siba celebrator bangasekho, but uma ba sisaphila nabo uthola ukuthi asikwenzi lokho. So mfundisi, mina ngiyawuncoma lo msebenzi owenzile ukuthi ke nizo appreciate ama legends afana no umfundisi Gumbi, umfundisi Kenneth Meshwe, ubaba Khatide, umfundisi Ralekholela. So azoba kuphi lo msebenzi?
Azoba in the south of Johannesburg in Kipler Park, House of Treasure Ministries.
Okay.
14 Impala Road, that is where we will be. House of Treasure Ministries, 14 Impala Road in Kipler Park.
Mm-hmm.
And they will be on the 4th of November. I don't want anybody to miss them. If really you want to see God, one should just have a date with us on that day. Because when you give an honor to someone, surely it will come to you someday.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to come and really see the hand of God. Sometimes we don't need our personal testimonies. We just need to look at these guys and say, really, indeed, God is alive. You know, before we came here, I was reading Job chapter 42, verse 5. It says, I have heard, my ear heard about you, but now my eyes...
Mm-hmm.
sees you, or my eyes have seen you.
Yeah.
So sometimes that this is what we need to do, and come siyoba bega sethi uNkulunkulu siyakubona.
Mhm.
Siyakubona empilweni zabo.
Yeah.
And just looking at them, my last word is that you can see that it is possible.
Mhm.
You can make it. They've passed through things, these guys. I've studied their lives.
Yeah.
Some of them I know them personally. I've visited them. I've spoken to them.
Mhm.
They've passed through things that you can never thought a human being can come through that. Today, mm-hmm. they are heroes.
Yeah, bo.
So let's go there and learn things about yeah. this journey of Christianity.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Usa kulumanja longi kumbula ubab kumbi ala segelwa the son. Ne?
The son.
Yes.
And the son took his own life. Imagine the son of yeah. a man of God. Do you understand what the man is going through? Shame. Mm. He's asking God.
Mm.
But the man is still preaching. That makes one a legend.
Yeah.
The man is still preaching.
Yeah.
While that happens in Unyaulwaj, gone.
Yeah.
So how do you not honor such a human being who could have decided, Nayati, no, let me follow my son.
Yeah.
Let me have a poison. Let me take a gun and take my life.
Mm.
But still, namanje usamile.
And I believe ukuthi kukhona abantu abafana no. Nonkosikazi ka Job.
Eish.
Ukuthi
just God.
Yes.
Just this God and die.
Kodwa wathi mina ngimile kuNkulunkulu.
Inkosi yami. Instead, the Bible says actually it then he went down and worshiped God.
Amen.
Paramount to worship God. In other words, you are not blaming him.
Yeah.
You're not asking him questions.
Yeah.
You are saying you are Yahweh.
Amen.
You are God.
Amen.
There is none like you.
Mm.
That is worship.
Yeah.
Kuzwakala la khona athi ngiyazi umhlengi wami uyaphila. Ngiyazi.
Yeah.
In spite of what I'm going through, ngiyazi uyaphila.
Amen. So mfundisi muhle kakhulu lo msebenzi ngempela asiba honore baya deserve ukuthi baboniswe ukuthi ba appreciatewa kangakanani kuzoqalwa ngo 6 ntambama ne
yes red carpet
red carpet yeah. black tie
Sio bas bahle nkosi yami we're going to be your name bahle so bas bahle kakhulu nkosi asithungisele bazalwane asithungisele yeah
so thank you so much mfundisi and then utholakala kuphi mhlawumbe kunabanye bafuna more info
yazi izigaba ukuthola mina mama ngaya lapha na Instagram uyangithola Bishop Lidwaba and TikTok Bishop Lidwaba forever and uye lapho kuma Facebook His Mind Ministries uye ku Bishop Lidwaba uyangithola lapho just write WhatsApp then you will know and you come visit our church you won't be disappointed
amen
definitely
siyabonga kakhulu mfundisi lo msebenzi lo awuqhubeke nje and kuhle on the day.
Thank you so much.
Bless you.
And thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Amen.
Amen.
Ya ithi siphume la nomfundisi uBishop Lidwaba sizongena ke esigabeni sokugcina njengoba selizoshaya elesine ihora. Ngale kuka 4 o'clock ngizobe nginomfundisi uJabu Fakude sizongena kwi discussion yosuku lingasuki iphondo liqhubeke lihlale ku AM 657
Do you need prayer? WhatsApp your name and your prayer request to 082-657-2729 and our care center will gladly contact you to pray for you.
You and 657 AM and life. A winning team on the road to eternity.